Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be here with you on another one of these episodes. How's it going, Dave?
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Afternoon, evening,
whatever time it is
we're recording, I don't know.
Or when they're listening, whatever you need it to be. But, you know, we don't often jump into these type of topics. We tend to record a few of these at a time, but we kind of felt this one was an interesting one to get into. But this is something that has to do, Dave, with Google's content removal tool, the new tool that they just put out. Now, Barry, of course, posted about it on the 28th of January. In the morning, I guess, or Google did a post about it in the morning of January 28th, and then Barry posted about it, jumped right on it, and
as he does, thank you, Barry.
Yes, as he does, and but it's got some, some as always with stuff like this, there's some mixed reviews going out about it. There's lots of different views and lots of different. Things that people are saying about it. And so we thought we'd probably just jump in and spend a little time, give some of our thoughts. And Dave, you could talk about, who you were sharing with, posted about it earlier if you want. But some of my first initial thoughts and in our conversations with us is if there's a way for someone in our industry to abuse it, they will.
Yep.
And so, again, those are like my absolute very first thoughts. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, who's to say that, again, we joke about, we just talked about the term spam that we believe it was Brett Tabke, right? That, cites position above mine.
Spam.
And so,
everything's spam if it's in front of me. It's got to be. It's the only reason.
So let's go and report these guys. Well, is it outdated content? It's spam. It's above me. I'm going to get rid of them. And so anyway... and then how many fake Google accounts do people have? I was just joking with you. I think my kids probably have four each, but and they're not even in this industry. And so I don't know. Well, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so the public, the Google blog, it's the post went up on the 28th. It was new removals report in Search Console. And then Barry's report, he probably has it on SE Roundtable, but it was on Search Engine Land and went up, almost 9 o'clock a.m. On Search Engine Land. It was, Google Search Console launches new removals tool. And he does a really great job of digging into, kind of repeats some of it as he does from the blog post, but he's got the shots and breaks it down pretty quickly about there's a temporary removal. There's outdated content, and then also safe search filtering, which I don't. Whenever I do an audit for a technical side of things, I usually hope, and most people don't have it. So if you don't have Bing Webmaster Tools set up, please go set that up.
Absolutely.
We've talked about it before, and I'll keep mentioning it because most times people do not have it set up unless they're an SEO. Go set that up. It does give you data. It does give you lots of interesting insights as well. But anytime I can, I look and see if there's any sort of anything's been flagged, any security or manual actions against any types of sites that I'm doing a review on. I look for security issues. I look through their, whatever their CMS is, usually if it's WordPress. I look through for security holes. I do safe search type stuff. I look and make sure that, they're not being flagged or anything. Just weird stuff that may or may not be impacting you.
Yeah.
But the safe search filtering might be interesting because there might be one-off pages that, especially if you're in the health or some type of content, maybe pushes a line somehow, or it might get flagged because of certain keywords. Like in YouTube, if you do stuff in YouTube, there's a lot of keywords now that if you mention them, you can get demonetized.
Wow.
Like almost immediately, is my understanding that you can get your content demonetized, which is, if you're making your life, your money off of that, that is the worst thing you can do. So yeah. There's certain keywords that will trigger demonetization because advertisers, which I can't really blame them, don't want to be associated with that type of content. Which is interesting because there can be, we won't get into that.
another topic another day.
That's a whole weird topic. But so for me, that's interesting to see the safe search filtering, outdated content, temporary removals.
I just see so many competitors abusing this. But one of the things that I think that we discovered was you have to be logged in for this to work. Now, again, it goes back to the fake accounts and people still abusing this. But, I mean, do you think that would factor into more people being able to still abuse it or not?
I was trying to... I missed this the other day, and I'm just playing around with it today. So how do I use the tool? You go to Tools Removal Webmaster. So it is in the webmaster. And I tried to get to it without being logged in, and basically it gives me the Heisman kind of stiff arm. And I was like, no, you got to log in with one of your accounts. So I think that could make it a little bit more difficult, perhaps. But yeah, how many accounts does people, with a VPN and, a burner Google account, that you set up, you're automatedly set up, which you can do. I don't think that it's just an extra step.
Yeah.
So the people that really want to misuse this will probably misuse it. Go through and take out your five competitors' main site pages.
Yeah, it'll be.
I know they're going to review it. But I just wonder, I always assume that people are going to misuse stuff like this. I just hope that it's small because it is kind of handy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The sad thing to this is I can understand why they're doing it. Cause I think about, especially in our industry, like I think about the poor individuals coming into this industry. And if someone has turned dates or comments or whatever off on their blog posts and they're a quote unquote SEO blog, and I'm reading a post, or I'm going through and I'm searching a certain tag and I'm reading all these posts, but I don't know that I'm reading a post that was written back in 2003 and it's talking about something, and I'm like, should I be doing that still, or does this really work? Or and again, that's just an extreme example going all the way back to 2003, but even, going back to 2014 and doing some of the stuff that was recommended. Like, so I can see like the reason why that they did it, and I can see the positive side of it. But again, just that, that marketer in me knows that this industry is going to try to figure out some way to exploit it and ruin it.
Always someone that ruins it for everyone.
And again, maybe not even, I should say, like the black hat side, or just the, I don't know. Those that will abuse, those people that are outranking and they just want that edge, and I can see them trying to take advantage of it in a not so nice way. Have you heard feedback from anyone else on it?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that really that much, but it was interesting. I have a large number of, I don't even know how many sites at this point. Access to a lot of accounts and a lot of sites, a lot of domains, and a lot of Google Search Console accounts. And out of all of them, only one of them is currently, which I was a bit shocked, and it's my conference site where I tried to remove some stuff or just block it because I was tired of Google trying to crawl it and telling me that it was a bad old page. Literally the only two pages that are flagged as outdated page removal in all of my accounts are two from my little conference site,
which is not that old.
Impressive and weird. Yeah. Like I would have expected more. I don't usually remove a lot, at least not with their tools. I might have to look at it more often. Usually it's a mix of 301s and 404s and, some other kind of thing to get it out. But if you do need a specific page, or if there's a legal reason or some other reason, them beefing up this tool or this set of tools and also making it a little bit easier to find, I'm very happy to see.
Yeah.
The outdated content thing is a little weird. like, to me, it's like, what is, when you see, what is this? It says outdated content. It's like, what does that mean? And that's what the public's going to flag.
Yeah.
So the temporary removals is what you flag. The outdated content is what someone, you know, Joe Public or Josephine has, you know, requested. So as part of my audit, I'm going to have to make sure that, you know, there's not anything weird going on with, you know, competitors going forward.
Well, I think it's good
that competitors are doing, you know, bad stuff, or that a single person is, you know, trying to cause them harm.
Well, and also educating those that we work with on this, because they're going to want to go in and like, hey, let's go remove all the content of my competitor. And
I don't think that many people will do it, honestly. I just think there's going to be a few bad seeds, or I mean, I'm actually tempted to try it on one of my own sites just to see what happens. Oh, so wow. I'm already looking through one of my sites to figure out which page I actually want removed. And
I wonder if you'll get any kind of if they get any kind of notification.
That's what I'm curious. Like I said, before we started, I literally saw this stuff like 5 minutes before we started recording today. And I was like, ooh, that's interesting. So I've just been doing some research on it this morning, but I'm going to probably try and with my own, sites, just so that I know what the email looks like, I can create an email alert, in my, you know, in whatever email system you use, just to flag it.
Do you have some old, outdated content somewhere, Dave?
Probably on one of my sites. Yeah. I'm sure I do. Well, no, but I'm just thinking through, like, to make sure that I don't, if someone does try to go in there, does it send an email? If it does, I want to see that email, and I want to create an alert in my email system, whether it's going to Gmail or my, you know, Outlook. I want to create a thing that'll flag it for me.
So what are we telling you here, people? Like the same thing we've been telling you forever. Test
and pay attention.
And pay attention and figure it out. You know, it could end up being a great thing, like I talked about. Like, you know, I could see it being very useful for certain specific industries, topics,
things like that. I see a lot of use for either content. Problem is a lot of times when, like, I just did an audit where we had like 100,000 pages we wanted out. Tool isn't going to work.
No.
But if you have a product page or say you're some sort of SaaS and that feature is no longer around, or, you know, like Facebook or Google, you know, has something that they take away from Google Webmaster Tools, which they kind of do from time to time, or analytics or any of their tools.
Yeah.
And you want to make it so that, you know, the other search engines don't know about it. Not a bad idea. Or if you screw up and you push a page before a migration, you can go through. If Google gets through, you know, and it's really like water, it finds its way through everything, even if you have no index, no follows and stuff. If it finds some pages internally that you just, you know, like thank you pages, as I think about what I might use it for one of my clients, we should probably take some of those thank you pages out. We can go through and do it with the tool. I mean, we could have before, but, you know, it only lasts 6 months.
This makes it easier.
But it just makes, and then it saves search. I haven't worked with any clients recently that would probably run afoul from this. But again, you know, just looking to see if you've been caught up somehow in some way because of the type of content. If it's more medical, you know, maybe it's they're somehow wrongly putting you and bucketing you with different types of sites. I know someone that just registered a domain the other day. And I, you know, he listens from time to time. First thing I thought was that he just registered a porn site. Cause I was like, dude, that domain, it's going to get you flagged. Wow. I'm curious to see if it does get flagged just because of what it is. We'll see. If it has no history, maybe it's got a better chance, but yeah, for like that domain, I'd be curious to see if it just gets in and finds its way into safe search anyway.
That's funny. Do I know this friend?
Yes, you do.
I'll have to ping you when we're off the air.
Yes, I'll tell you who it is after. Anytime Google gives us more insight into stuff like this and more ability I'm not so crazy about the, you know, letting people flag stuff. We'll see how that goes. Maybe they'll take that away. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe, you know, if 5 people or even 50 or 100, 500 people screw with it, that's probably not enough for them to be annoyed. And I'm sure they can pretty quickly look at one account and go, wow, you went to 8 different sites within 15 minutes and flagged, you know, 30 pages. Whatever. You're done.
They are dealing with Google. They are pretty smart. So
yeah, and they've got access. And, you know, again, it's just another thing for me that I'll start making sure that whenever I do an audit, or everyone, anytime I talk to my clients, it's, you know, make sure no one is going through and screwing with your site and flagging you. And make sure that, you know, the temporary removals, whether it's been you or Google, because like I blocked in October, you know, my conference, like my 1/day, and anything under program, I blocked these 2 different directories because I was tired of everything showing up in the 404s and redirects and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And there's nothing there. And that's what I talked about when I talked about the sitemap stuff a couple weeks ago. That was the content that wasn't supposed to be indexed. That was the stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I think anytime they can give us more access to this and more abilities, I'm all for it.
Well, and we just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it, because I'm sure that there's going to be quite a few people that hear this, that it might be the first time that they're hearing about this. But
I totally missed it the other day, so hey.
Well, yeah, and I mean, as much as Barry's everywhere, you know, sometimes we miss stuff that he puts out there, and sometimes we miss a Google update and or a post, I guess. Anyway, all right, well, thank you guys for listening. As always, we want to encourage you, if you're a fan of this podcast, please, please, please go and check us out on iTunes. Write us a review. We would love for you to give us a review. And
or if you're lazy, just rate it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll accept that as well.
I won't argue. I'm lazy. I admit I'm lazy.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Well, for Dave with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thanks.